We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. I want to welcome everyone who's been listening and tuning into our YouTube segments. Hundreds and hundreds of entrepreneurs we've interviewed for 2017, starting to get close to that goal line of 2017. As we get close, as we get to the 10-yard line, we have Glenn Godet of Gaggle Amp. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Thanks for having me.
Always trying to save the best for last.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Tell us about Gaggle Amp.
Sure. Well, Gaggle Amp is a company that has a software as a service. And what it does is provide a platform that allows companies to transform their employees into amplifiers of the digital marketing effort. So let me explain that. So
we like you already.
Imagine having 1,000 employees retweet something. Imagine having 1,000 employees write a review on Glassdoor about what it's like to work at the company. Imagine having 1,000
I might even be successful if that happened.
Digitally. You what?
There would be a chance that I could be successful if that happened.
There you go. There you go.
That's the idea, right?
Well, you know, really, the whole concept is to make employee advocacy very easy for both the company and the employee. Because if you think about it, most people in an organization would probably want to participate and help the company out from a digital marketing perspective. They just don't know how. And when you...
And people are scared.
People are very scared because they don't know what to say.
Right.
They don't know how to say it. They don't know where to say it.
Right.
And so when you can prepackage that up for them, such as the marketing departments do, or maybe an agency that works with the company, they can prepackage different activities and allow the employees to choose those activities that they're comfortable with.
Interesting.
Yeah.
How'd you get into this business?
I started the company a little over 7 years ago, and it was based on an idea that I had in a job interview.
Come on, tell me more. You said something, but you didn't say enough.
Sure. So I was actually, my background is in marketing, and I've been everything from just a product manager to a chief marketing officer. And so I was actually interviewing to become a chief marketing officer of a company in the area, about 1,000 employees. And I was sitting in the corner office with the CEO, and we started talking about their marketing strategy. And they really weren't active from a marketing perspective, particularly in social. They weren't really doing anything at all in social. And they competed against a company called Cisco, which I'm sure you've heard of. Even 7 years ago, Cisco was the 800-pound
gorilla. Not Cisco Systems, Cisco Food Distribution. There's two of them.
No, this is Cisco Systems.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to clarify for those food distributor people.
That's right. And so what we did is we had a conversation around social, and he wanted me to explain what social was, and I did. And I said, but you're starting from scratch. So we have to jumpstart everything if we're going to be successful doing it. And I said, well, you've got about 1,000 employees here, so why don't we tap into some of them? I thought it was a great idea. I went home that day. I thought it was a pretty good idea, too. And I looked around for a product that would actually do what I outlined to him that it would do. No products. Nothing. So I said, well, I felt really good about the interview. I thought I was going to get a job offer. But I decided instead to actually create this product that I envisioned, and it started to really just come through to me exactly what we needed to do from a product perspective to make this happen. Because it was not easy back then. It's a heck of a lot easier now because we have some solutions that do it. But at the end of the day, it was that job interview that really inspired the formation of the company.
Wow. So give me, roll out some project that you might work on so it's concrete for our listeners. Theater of the mind.
Sure. So what we have is we have a solution in which a company would bring as a SaaS solution. So for people who don't know what SaaS is, again, it's software as a service. And it allows the company to access this from anywhere, through a web browser, through their mobile phone, whatever. And there's two different types of users in our solution. There's the manager, and then there's the member. So the manager would be somebody in the marketing department or multiple people in the marketing department The members would be the employees themselves. So it's the employees who are the folks who will actually be amplifying the digital marketing efforts. So the managers will actually go into our solution and package up different activities. So it might be the kind of thing where you ask your employees to retweet something. It might be a series of things we call formations. And what that does is it allows them to actually break out a little mini campaign from a digital perspective. So it might be the kind of thing, well, here, put this out on your LinkedIn. This is the great article that we did. Put this on Twitter. Maybe follow this industry analyst who's talking about this, or comment on this particular blog post. So there's a variety of things you can do. Again, there's almost 50 things you can have your employees do. And what this does is it packages them up and it makes it super easy for the employees to be successful doing it. And by doing these activities, they themselves become digital citizens.
Do you have to get structure people so that they spend the time doing this? Because some people would say, this is making my life more complicated. I have enough to do on my job.
Well, the idea is we're actually removing that complication. So first, you've got to make it super simple, to your point. And you've got to make it fun. And so built into this, there's a leaderboard system. There's a reward system.
I was going to say, where's the prize?
Yeah. But the thing is, let's step back from the product and let's just talk about in general with companies. There's three buckets of employees in companies typically. You've got very socially active folks. These are the folks who are going to be active with or without any help from you, right? On the other end of the spectrum, you've got the people who never in a million years are they going to even get onto LinkedIn or get onto Twitter. That's just not where they're going to want to be. But most people fall in this middle bucket, which is kind of unsure about what to do. If it was easy for them, if they knew what to do, they'd probably help out. Those are the people you really want to tap into, and you can tap into it by making it super easy for them, and that takes away the fear, and that takes away the uncertainty. And then what happens is they start becoming active, and they start getting engagements. People start following them. People start engaging with them, reaching out to them. And it's you see this transformation that people have because people get really excited because now all of a sudden they've got interesting people starting to follow them, starting to engage with them, right? Because what they've been able to do is share really powerful industry-oriented information because marketing's been prepackaged. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Do you have typical clients that you like to work with?
So we work with clients both B2B, B2C. Typically what we're looking for is we're looking for, one, employees, making sure they have enough employees where this makes sense, and also that they have a marketing department that's digitally savvy. So they've got
That would help.
Yeah, that would help.
Because you need a partner.
You do. You need somebody or part of the organization to actually package these activities so they're targeted for that particular industry and that they will ultimately help the organization. Again, this is not about sales pitches. You know, content marketing in general is not about sales pitches. It's about how do we provide value add information so that the company and the employees can actually be industry influencers out there.
Sounds very interesting. Do you work alone or do you have staff?
I have staff. We've got staff around the world. Largest concentration of staff is here in the Boston area.
Interesting. Do you have partners?
We do. We have reseller partners who typically are agencies, and because what they're doing is they're providing the digital marketing know-how for companies.
Interesting. So how would somebody find Gaggle?
Well,
AMP?
They can go to gaggleamp.com. That's GAGGLEAMP.com.
Pretty easy.
Pretty easy.
Will you come back again next year?
Absolutely.
Great. Thank you for being on the show. We've been speaking with, my glass is back, Glenn Godet of Gaggle AMP again. And my name is Jeffrey Davis. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.